You're listening to a program of piano music from three centuries on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Earlier, we heard a piece by Clara Schumann in honor of the 200th birthday of her husband, Robert. Since today is my birthday, I thought we'd continue that theme with one of my own compositions, the Trio for Violin, Cello, and Piano. I wrote it between 1998 and 1999 as a commission from the Arundel Trio. When I started to work on this piece, I only knew one thing for sure, and that is how I wanted the piece to begin. I wanted it to start with lots of energy. I wanted to write the kind of an opening that would make people pay attention. So that's the way I started this piece, with energy. Then there's a lyrical second theme that winds its way on a circuitous path toward a jazzy third theme. All of this develops and themes become superimposed and intertwined until finally giving way to a joyous ending. Well, after writing this first movement, when I arrived at that happy ending, I had a problem because I thought the ending would make a really good ending for the whole trio. But it was only the first movement, and I had already put down ideas for the other two movements, so what to do? The only answer was to make it the last movement. And there went my energetic beginning. I wanted the first movement to have a different mood from the last, so this piece now begins in a somber, mysterious mood. You'll hear some of the themes appearing in more than one movement of the piece, threads that bind the whole thing together. You'll also find ideas that evolve, disappear, and reappear. These remind us of what has passed and allow us to move forward into fresh yet familiar territory. I'm Catherine Michel. I hope you'll enjoy my 20th century contribution to our sampling of piano pieces on this edition of Into the Light. This is my trio for violin, cello, and piano. Robert Roudier is the violinist, Douglas Harvey the cellist, and I'm the pianist.